Welcome to Flashback Episode 12.
Don't laugh, Earl.
Or as we like to call it, Troy can't wait to start. He has what we call a severe case of premature starteration.
Yes, premature starteration.
I didn't say it.
So joining us this week, we have Troy.
Oh, yeah, hello, that's me.
And we have Josh.
Hey, guys.
This week we are going to take a look at an episode of Bobby's World, which is a show that ran on Fox there in the mid-90s. You might remember it because it was the show that you had to wait through in order for Batman to start.
Ha ha.
I'm not kidding.
Oh.
Actually, it was kind of iffy because as, you know, I think I'm older than both of you. But it was a show that kind of aired that weird gap. You know that show that kind of airs between, like, when you, like, it's a show that you can kind of catch if you get home on time, but if you kind of stay behind school for a little bit, you miss?
Yes.
So it was always kind of a show I would catch, like, half of, because I'd get home, like, halfway through it or something. Or, you know, because you never want to rush. You hang out with your friends for a little bit or whatever, and then you go home.
I didn't have any friends. Thanks, Earl.
No problem. It got worse in high school because I used to have friends. I could say goodbye to people or whatever, but I'd have friends who would sit there for 2 hours saying goodbye. And I would go home with them. And I'm just like, you know, you're going to say bye to each other, and then you're going to go home and call each other and talk about what happened on the bus ride home.
Yes, but back to Bobby's World.
Yes, back to Bobby's World.
As we always do.
I was just giving you a brief history of, like, Bobby's World and what it is. Because it's one of the shows. We've done a couple that have actually aired in our lifetime, so we can actually talk about watching it as we grew up.
Yes.
But yeah, it came on the Fox block, which had, like, you know, as I mentioned before, it had Batman, Spider-Man, X-Men, Power Rangers, Big Bad Beetleborgs, and stuff like that.
Did they air it during the weekends, too, in the morning?
I don't remember.
Okay. I'm pretty sure they did, but I'm not positive on that.
it's so great. I go to this whole speech about watching it after school and stuff, and then I don't remember if it aired on weekend when I had all the time in the world, so...
Howie Mandel, what can I say?
Yeah.
So, yeah, unless you folks want to add anything, I guess we can get started with Bobby's World.
Let's blow up a glove and put it on our head and watch this thing.
We forgot to mention it. The name of the episode is Jets, Choo-Choos, and Cars. So I'm assuming this is going to be something like that.
Okay.
Troy first starts on the episode.
What?
First thoughts on the episode.
Oh, God. A huge nostalgia factor. It's a good show, like I remember. I never really realized how annoying Bobby is and, like, how much I want to just pummel him. I love the show. I love the blatant racism and, how, I don't know, all of a sudden it just turns into, like, this 90s.
Character designs are kind of weird.
Yes.
Like, non-main characters, like, just the side people are kind of awkward.
They're all, like, freak show characters and, like... just terrible stereotypes of, like, taxi drivers and like Asian yes.
I didn't mind the Asian one. It was the other one who looks like a female Joker.
Yeah, she was nuts. She was just way too happy for some reason. She's a stewardess. I don't know what she has to be like overwhelmed with. What?
I was gonna point out the one that helped him out throughout the most of it.
Yeah.
She was kind of freaky too. She had one hell of a girl fro though.
Yeah, she did have one hell of a girl fro.
And I mean, we can talk about the side characters and stuff like that, but honestly, the main characters aren't much better. As we commented throughout most of the episode, the older brother had a rat tail.
Yeah, man, that is just so annoying.
You guys still have, you gotta kind of look at what time it came out, dude. Yeah. It was like 91 or 2 or something.
Why is I don't understand why that was ever.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it's gonna be the same way in a few years when people are back at our generation.
Yeah. And, that's true.
Like, for me, you know, like, even the early 90s, like, watching some shows now, like, watching Saved by the Bell and stuff like that, you kind of realize that people were huge into colors.
Yeah.
And it's really just like, who actually dressed like that? But, you know, at the time, I'm sure I dressed like that when I was a kid, too.
Yeah, like pink overalls and, like crazy ass, like, greens and...
neon colors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Leg warmers.
Yeah. Josh?
I like Bobby's World. There are many episodes that are better than that one, but that one's pretty good because it shows the relationship between Derek and Bobby.
Yeah.
Bobby is kind of annoying though, Troy's right, but I think it's mostly the voice that's annoying to me. But it's Howie Mandel, you know, so... Yeah. And it's always weird to me at the end of the show too, where the live action Howie Mandel talking to the cartoon people.
Yeah, that's annoying.
That's kind of weird to me. That's not like the live action from like Super Mario Super Show or anything like that. It's just, it's something random. Like, here's the moral of the story, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, ugh. But, Bobby's World is pretty good. I liked it.
I was gonna say that it's not, you know, I think it's not so much that Bobby's voice is annoying. I think it's also kind of the age difference where we're at now, because I'm assuming when we were younger, it's kind of how we saw the world too. And this was a good, you know, good episode to showcase that as a little kid, you're being introduced to all these new things which you don't necessarily understand.
Yeah.
And you try to make sense of it.
Well, but jumping on the furniture and stuff too. That's normal for little kids.
Well, But yeah, as you grow older, it's kind of like, you know, like most of the stuff he did is like common sense. Like when he kept on, you know, like when he associated the pilot with the taxi dispatcher and the person in the train, and he's thinking like, you know, he just hears a voice over like the loudspeaker, and to him it's not saying anything, so he assumes it's the same person. But you know, as an adult, you realize like it's a person giving you instructions and stuff like that. But again, you know, I think he's, what, like 5 or something?
Yeah,
like
that. Probably around 5.
Yeah, so it's to be expected. Yeah. But it's, again, it's kind of like it's the same reason as we were pointing out before we started this episode. It's the same reason why older siblings usually get annoyed with their younger siblings. It's because it's like you have this attitude like, oh, you should know better.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like you probably didn't know it at that age, but you know it now. And it's like, I know it. You should know it too.
Yeah.
And it's that, you know, it's that attitude that we have towards younger siblings.
Yeah.
And I think that's
known better than to do all those racist like caricatures.
that's the show itself. I always talk about Bobby as a character.
Well,
one thing the show does a really good job of, like Earl was saying while we were watching it, is kind of showing Bobby's imagination and how like he's like, the conductor comes out and he introduces himself and he goes, conductor? And the first thing he thinks of is like a musical conductor, right? So and then it just goes into some
crazy. So he can lead the band.
Yeah, yeah. I like that because, you know, as a kid, it's like that. You think you don't know the meaning to everything yet, and you know,
you don't have the experience to figure things out. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, I think that's one thing Shred does a pretty good job of.
And I mean, it was a nice musical number, but we kind of run into that problem again, where they once again kind of paint people in black and white terms, where all the hip-hop, well, not all the hip-hop artists, because Bobby was singing, and of course the conductor's white, but everybody else was just like a black guy.
Yeah, or a black guy with like a flat top and like...
So yes, this show, apparently, I guess we were a bit more PC... we weren't as PC back then as we are now.
Yeah.
There's no way it would air on television today, dude. There's just no way. It would get pulled.
I think it would air, but you'd have some, you know, because there are still shows that are kind of insensitive to race and gender and stuff like that, or at least people find problems with that. But that's a whole other discussion that I really don't want to get into.
Yeah, same here.
But yeah, I just know from experience that's kind of one of the things Young Justice is going through right now. Other than, you know, not airing in any type of set schedule.
Those jerks.
I guess they're still making them.
Yeah.
Yes, but
I mean, you would think they would have a full season done before they started airing them.
Exactly.
But, you know, whatever.
But yeah, I mean, anything else you want to touch on? Before we call this a wrap.
I'm kind of disappointed that they didn't show Captain Squash. They mentioned him.
Yeah.
And again, I guess, you know, this isn't a huge thing, but as you mentioned, we didn't have the live-action segment with Howie Mandel talking to Bobby this episode. So we missed out on a golden nugget of entertainment.
Yeah, there was a short one at the end, though.
Oh, was it? I just stopped when the episode finished.
No, it was very short, though.
It was super short.
Yeah.
But usually it's like, well, what'd you learn today, Bobby? You know?
Yeah.
But this one wasn't so bad. Yeah. And it's really weird how they did it, too, because obviously it's green screen. But, like, Howie Mandel looks like he's superimposed and the other guys look like they're supposed to be there.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Howie Mandel is a figment of our imagination.
Deal or no deal.
I mean, have you ever met him?
No.
No, but I haven't met a Canadian either.
Oh, that's a good thing. That is true, though. I mean, Canada could be a fictional country.
Oh, yes.
There's no proof to the contrary.
You jerk. You said you've been to Canada.
I've been to a place called Canada. It doesn't have to mean it's the country Canada.
It's a make-believe state.
It's like saying Canada Dry is a ginger ale that I can only drink in Canada or something.
Well, it is. Well, not really, but I mean.
I have to stop mentioning Canada. I'm sorry.
You can't even prove if Canada exists.
What do you mean? I'm living in Canada. How can you prove that America exists?
You didn't let me finish before you interrupted me.
Okay, go.
Okay, thank you. I was going to say, for one, we've been like the world's greatest superpower fake that has, 60-some-odd years.
What?
And if you haven't noticed, with these whole banking crisis, we're going down, the rest of the world's coming with us. Canada doesn't have that effect. Nobody, you know, quote-unquote Canada.
Bobby's world.
Bobby's world.
Oh, Bobby's world. closing arguments.
Chosen argument. It was an interesting show, and if you have never had a younger sibling, check it out, and you know the pain the rest of us have gone through. If you have had a younger sibling, watch the show and realize the pains that you grew up with in cartoon format. And hopefully somebody gets a great idea for a Halloween costume.
Captain Squash?
Captain Squash? Oh, fuck you.
Captain Squash. Okay. So, for Josh, Troy, and myself, this has been Flashback Episode 12, A Baker's Dozen, minus one.
Go Canada.
Fictional countries.
Equals America.
Howie Mandel.